From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Just hours after world leaders announced a deal to push an end to the hostilities in Syria within a week, the agreement is being put to some test. In an interview published Friday, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told the French news agency AFP his forces plan to retake the whole country, fueling doubts about the party's commitment to end the nearly five-year-old conflict. In announcing the deal to push for a pause in hostilities, U.S. officials have been cautious in their expectations. At the same time of the ceasefire deal, the International Support Group for Syria pledged to help speed aid. Jan Eglin is chairman of the Task Force on Humanitarian Access in Syria.
Convoys can go very soon if and when we have the permission and the green light from the parties. And that's what we expect to get now, because we hope to see really the action taken by the members of the ISSG who have influence on both the government and the armed opposition groups.
Aid agency chiefs say the humanitarian deal covered only part of what is needed, with UN forces, or figures that is, indicating almost 487,000 people under siege among the 4.6 million who are hard to reach with aid, as well as 5 million refugees and millions more homeless within Syria. The government of Rwanda says it is going to relocate refugees from Burundi to other countries after accusations from U.S. diplomats of Rwanda's training rebels opposed to Burundi's government. Political violence in Burundi has now killed more than 400 people and sent hundreds of thousands fleeing to other countries, some of them to Rwanda. This is VOA News.